Rivian Automotive's announcement that it plans to hire 1,800 more workers at its electric vehicle plant in Normal by the end of the year, as realtors and home builders scrambling to make sure there are enough places for those workers to live in Bloomington Normal. Eric Stock reports.
Tom Armstrong owns Armstrong Builders in Bloomington. He has seen the good times and the bad in the housing market. Over the last decade, it's been mostly bad.
There's been a few times during this last couple of years where I question whether or not I should be doing what I do.
Recovery from the 2008 recession was slow. Armstrong built the Grove subdivision in southeast Bloomington. Construction had largely stopped. But in the last few months, Armstrong says he has seen a resurgence.
It's been sitting. We haven't been moving forward. It hasn't been going anywhere like this. And now we are looking at it going, how fast can we get this thing done?
Armstrong says low interest rates help jumpstart the housing market. That offset the rising cost of lumber and other building materials. Then came Rivian's announcement that it would be hiring by the hundreds as it begins electric vehicle production. Armstrong says he felt the impact when he put a new home on the market last month.
Five showings in the first 5 minutes, and the first person that was there put a full price offer on. That it never happens in Bloomington, Illinois. But because of Rivian, because of the environment that we're in right now, it's changing.
Rivian's plans could stretch a housing market that already has limited inventory. That makes it a tough time to be a buyer. But Bloomington realtor Greg Zavitt says it's a great market for sellers.
Man, it's the best time I've ever had. I've been doing this 35 years, and I've got myself and two other people. And we are just hopping like bunnies.
Zavitt says it's hard to keep up with sales leads because they're coming so fast. He says they can't always give a prospective buyer the home they want. He says he recently had to tell a client they can't get a four-bedroom home in Bloomington Normal for less than $225,000. Zavitt says if you find a home you like, you better move fast.
I say find somebody that can get you in the house as soon as possible because it may not last more than a couple days. And you can't say, I'll go look at it next week, because most of the time it's sold by then.
Zavitt says housing demand is also high because more people are working from home and they decide they need more space or they're ready for something different. And Zavitt says some who want to buy are afraid to put their current home on the market first because they fear they'll be left without a place to live. Zavitt says home buyers will find a place to live in Bloomington Normal. He says you might have to pay more than you want, and you might have to wait a little longer. You might have to rent first or buy a house outside the Twin Cities and commute. Rivian's planned hiring spree has also pumped life into the struggling hotel market in Bloomington Normal. Rachel Bedeker is general manager at Eastland Suites in Bloomington. It's one of four extended stay hotels in the Twin Cities. Bedeker says Rivian contractors started coming in droves last fall.
Some of them think they're going to be here for 3 or 4 months and then they end up leaving tomorrow, but some of them think they're going to be here for 2 or 3 nights, and then they end up staying for months at a time.
Bedeker says as soon as one Rivian contractor checks out, another one checks in. She says Rivian accounts for about 80% of Eastland Suites customers in recent months, and the hotel is nearly full almost all the time now. That wasn't the case last year, as the pandemic cut Bloomington Normal hotel business nearly in half. Bedeker says in a typical year, the hotel would not have had the available beds for Rivian. Bedeker says Rivian has caused Eastland Suites to shift its focus more toward extended stay visitors and less on people coming in for weddings, conventions, and sporting events.
It's definitely been a transition in how we operate in a good way, I think. As long as I've been here, which is almost 20 years, we've never been this full with extended stay for this long of a time.
Home builder Tom Armstrong says his company plans to put up another 33 homes at the Grove subdivision in the next year, and he says there's plenty of room for more development there. But Armstrong says he still has questions about Rivian's future before he builds beyond that. He wants to know if there will be more hiring at the electric vehicle plant after this year. What kind of homes will those employees want? What can they afford? And how many already live here? Armstrong says another challenge home builders face is a shortage of workers. Many builders are retired or found other careers during the downturn. Armstrong says he's fortunate he didn't lay off any workers, so he says he has enough to get the job done. Armstrong says home building now is like drinking from a fire hose, but he's not complaining.
It's contagious. It's fun. Again, I've got a grin on my face, and I didn't have it there a couple of years ago.
And Rivian's success in the electric vehicle market will help determine how long Armstrong will keep smiling. I'm Eric Stock.
On Monday, the Normal Town Council approved plans for construction of up to 50 new homes in the Vineyard subdivision in Northeast Normal. Home builder Tom Armstrong says Rivian's announcement will likely boost home construction in Peoria, Champaign-Urbana, and elsewhere in McLean County as well.